Welcome to the Seventh Sense podcast.
This is a space to explore, reflect, and share.
Open conversations for the heart, mind, and soul.
Hi guys, welcome to episode 6 of season 4 of the Seventh Sense podcast with me, Edna J.
And myself, Eugene Yashaga.
How you doing? How's your week?
Way better than last week. Way more productive, I want to say. It's been generally a good week. I really can't complain about anything, yeah. Happy.
Same. Yeah. Same, it was a good week, definitely productive. I feel like this week I was back to my routines and everything, which was really good, so I'm happy about that.
It was a full moon either. Was it like on Friday or Thursday?
On Virgo.
I looked up, which absolutely beautiful.
Okay, so today's episode, we're going to be talking about gratitude. And as always, we're going to start with the definition. I think for this one, we're going to do a bit more of a deep dive because there's so much information out there on gratitude. So let's start with the definition. So the word gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratia, which means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness, depending on the context. It is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness.
Okay.
As an emotion, gratitude is a feeling of happiness that comes from appreciation.
Okay, cool. So I think we'll get into that. So I was also doing, so it's, I think it's a study maybe done, or rather it's a psychologist, 2016. It's called Lace Wing. Interesting name, yeah?
Yeah.
If we acquire good through exchange, effort or achievement, or by right, then we don't typically feel gratitude. Gratitude is an emotion we feel in response to receiving something good, which is undeserved.
Okay.
And then Emmons and Crumpler.
I read research by Emmons.
Yeah.
He's like, he does a lot of research
when it comes to gratitude.
Yeah.
Even in the fact that I saw something about, is it called the neuro? No. Positive psychology.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's such a dope concept in terms of just study. If I was to go back to school, I'd study this.
It's so interesting.
For sure. So Emmons and Crumpler were like, gratitude has been conceptualized as an emotion, a virtue, a moral sentiment, a motive, a coping response, a skill, and an attitude.
Okay.
It is all these and more. Minimally, gratitude is an emotion, is an emotional response to a gift. It is the appreciation felt after one has been the beneficiary of an altruistic act.
Okay.
So I found those like interesting, like from psychologists trying like approach it in that sense. I find it cool.
I feel like it's really, that's really interesting, especially the thing you said about appreciation and then the way it ties into thankfulness. It's like a bit, it's like a bloodline kind of, like you really need to explore it.
Because like how it's been put, emotion, virtue, moral sentiment, motive, coping response, which I think is something we'll touch on a bit later, a skill and an attitude. So I like that, like, it's bigger than what we take it as.
What we think.
Yeah.
I think before we go really into the episode, we need to differentiate between gratitude and thankfulness. Because even in one of the definitions, it was used as the quality of being thankful. So what's the difference between gratitude and thankfulness? So what I found is that being thankful is a feeling and being grateful is an action. Thankfulness is the often fleeting response you have after someone does something specific for you or gives you a specific gift. That means that thankfulness is often associated with materialism. Right? Whereas gratitude is an expression. It allows us to recognize the value and virtue of things in our lives.
So being thankful is a bit
superficial. Yeah.
Gratitude, you have to dig deep to, not dig deep, but it's
more of an intrinsic thing, let's say, than it's motivated by you do this, I'm thankful. It's more like you're cultivating that appreciation internally.
True. Okay, I can see that now.
Yeah.
So, then is gratitude a trait or a state? Even that's on your one, like when you think about it, is it a state, is it a trait?
I think it's a state.
Okay.
Because I think it traits, I in my mind, are more naturally a part of you.
Yeah.
Whereas states are things like you achieve in your mind, like you actually do something to get to the state, whereas a trait is part of who you are. So I would say gratitude is a state.
That's cool. So again, from Emmons, as a trait, an individual practices gratitude as part of their daily life. So it's kind of like something you're born with. It's intrinsic, like you said. It's just you have it.
Yeah.
But then as a state, you experience when someone is expressing gratitude towards you.
Okay.
When a person experiences a rich emotion from someone expressing gratitude for them, it's a state. So this one is when someone is doing it to you. It's more external. I think that's when it's a state. Because I feel like states of matter, these things will change depending on temperature, season, whatever. Mm. It's seasonal.
It's an external thing that affects them. Okay.
But I feel like as a trait, it doesn't matter. If someone is doing it to you, with or without them, it's in the self.
Okay.
So you move with it regardless.
Okay.
Which I found is an interesting way to try and see. For some of us, it's easier to be grateful for the things in your life. For others, it's a bit harder.
Yeah.
But both of you can end up getting to the same point. It's just practice, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, we want to talk a bit about what gratitude does for our brains. I think you have most of the research on this, so yeah. I'm going to let you lead. Okay. I just have one study, literally, again, by Dr. Robert Emmons and his colleague, Dr. Michael McCullough, both from the University of Miami. Mm-hmm. So they conducted a 10-week study where they split participants into three groups. One group wrote about positive happenings, so things that they were grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
The second group wrote about negative ones. Things that were negatively happening to you every week, you write them down. The third group wrote about both negative and positive as long as it affected them.
Mm-hmm.
And so after 10 weeks of that, those who wrote about gratitude were more optimistic and felt better about their lives. Surprisingly, they also exercised more and had fewer visits to the physician than those who focused on the sources of aggravation in their lives.
I read about that study also.
Yeah.
I have found that study a bit weird.
Why?
So I felt like it's you're pitting people against their own things just to see, I just didn't like the study in terms of you're telling me to sit down and just write and focus on the bad things about my life. I mean, we ended up getting a lot of data and just conclusions from it. I was just like, I would not have wanted to be those guys you're being told. You just have to write the bad things that are happening in your life only. But yeah. So when it comes to the neuroscientific research into gratitude, we find that there are some people who are naturally more grateful, like we've said, you're more grateful for things in your life,
yeah,
as opposed to the people who are predisposed to be that. Yeah, that ties into your gray matter in your brain.
Okay.
So for people who are naturally more grateful, the gray matter is bigger in their brains. Okay. But that is connected to the fact that neurotransmitters, the chemicals that operate in our brains, the more you express or experience gratitude in your life, the more you practice it, these chemicals build in your body. That means what? You're happier. You're more focused. You're more... Your vitality or your sense of life is a bit, I want to say, increased.
Mm.
Yeah? So how does all this end up fucking up? Like, just changing how your brain actually looks at things. So when we express gratitude and receive the same, our brains release dopamine, serotonin. Cool. These two neurotransmitters are responsible for emotions. So the more you experience, the more you practice gratitude, science literally shows that you end up being happier.
Your brain likes it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just out of you doing it your own way. So practicing gratitude every day, you're helping these neural pathways be stronger.
Mm.
So you're building, it's like a muscle you're building literally.
Exactly.
In your brain, and it's going to, end of the day, build into certain benefits, which I was just like, this is crazy. So one, it allows you to release toxic emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So me not even having done bio, this was really interesting for me to see. So the limbic system, you who did bio, what's that thing?
I don't know.
Even me, but when I read
it. Doesn't ring a bell. But it rings a bell, but doesn't ring a bell.
So the limbic system is responsible for all your emotional experiences.
Okay.
Yeah. That's your hypothalamus, your thalamus, amygdala. Amygdala, those type of ones.
Yeah.
The more you experience or you practice gratitude, you're feeding into these neurons, and now you're able to release most of the toxic emotions that you end up feeling, because again, gratitude is linked directly to these transmitters in your brain. Two, gratitude reduces pain. So back to that study that you're talking about, you can look at it in the sense that the people who wrote about the things they were grateful for ended up releasing most of the pain that they were carrying, either emotionally. This one went all the way to even show that being happier, objectively, even won't start focusing on the pain that you're experiencing in your life. Your brain is able to shut that off. This one was also dope, is improved sleep quality.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So again, with your hypothalamus, it's which is responsible also bodily functions, but heavily influencing your sleep patterns. Gratitude allows you to sleep better. And I don't think anybody who sleeps long ends up being not a happy person.
Yeah.
Sleep is everything.
It's essential.
And you would know.
I would know. Big, big fan.
Gratitude aids in stress regulation. So what's the hormone responsible for stress in the body?
Don't tell me. Oh, no, that's not a hormone. I was going to say your vagus nerve, but that's not it.
I mean, you're teaching me also, but... So now a study done by in 2004. Participants who felt grateful showed a marked reduction in the level of cortisol.
Cortisol, yeah.
Which means better cardiac functioning and more resilient when it comes to emotional setbacks and negative experiences.
Makes sense. I think what you're saying, cortisol is a hormone, and I think the vagus nerve is what you control. Mm. So if you're able to regulate your vagus nerve, you're able to regulate your...
Able to play around with, you know what I mean? So by merely acknowledging and appreciating the little things in your life, you can rewire your brain to deal with present circumstances with more awareness and broader perception. This one for me was what got me out of maybe when I had a bout of depression is gratitude reduces anxiety and depression. Again, neurochemicals in your brain, it modulates everything. So from depression is, we can argue and sit down and debate, is it an emotional thing? Is it something made up? But your brain literally is being affected when you're depressed. So being grateful allows you to lift. It's always been an argument for me when people are given medication for certain things. So for like depression or when you have anxiety, I generally take a more holistic approach to look at most of these type of things. Being grateful allows you to lift through your anxiety and your depression because you're rewiring your brain, you're feeding it. Whatever meds you'd be getting from a doctor, the meds are going to regulate the chemicals in your brain. So by you being able to practice gratitude, and I'm not saying it's a quick fix all the time, but I think it adds to the process of healing and getting out of that whole depression and anxiety. So my big question is, does gratitude change the brain?
100%.
I am with anybody who said yes. I think it does rewire our brain because it's playing around with the neurotransmitters.
It's building the pathways for, like, it's making them stronger.
Literally,
like you
said, a muscle. So yeah. I feel like the more you practice it, the more you're changing your brain. The way you change your brain ends up even how you perceive the world and experience the world, even that changes.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I'm going to end with a quote from Zig Ziglar. Gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions.
Okay. I need to add one more thing. I saw that studies have shown that gratitude also improves self-esteem and reduces social comparisons.
For sure.
So grateful people are able to appreciate other people's accomplishments without perceiving them as a reflection of their failure.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, so I think we've done a proper deep dive. Now we can get into the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so associations... What situation do you associate with gratitude?
Just simple acts of like, thank you, you're welcome. Okay. Just day to day. I think for me, it's a simplicity in that. Yeah.
I was really trying to think about a situation and I was like, I think the way my life is right now, I feel gratitude. Mm. So just my life as it is a situation that I feel gratitude. I feel like, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, song.
This one, my mind, went to hymn number 241. Count your blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one. One.
Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Two.
Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Four.
And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
That's for me the song that comes to mind when I think of gratitude.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought of Natasha Bedingfield, Pocket Full of Sunshine.
I don't know this song.
I got a pocket full of sunshine. Oh! Remember when we were watching Eazy-E?
Yeah.
When we were watching Eazy-E and she was just in the bathroom dancing, she got a card. So for me, that's the song.
Wow.
That's
okay.
The song that I associate with gratitude.
Dope. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Movie or TV show?
You go.
Okay. I went with Freaky Friday, where they switch. Because I feel like that showed me a gratitude for like your life and the people in it. Because I think once they switched and they had each other's perspectives, they were able to like stop being so critical of each other and just be grateful for each other and for each other's like roles in their lives, day-to-day struggles. Like just appreciation came from
it's
that.
It's that thing of being put in someone else's shoes.
Shoes, exactly.
If you walk a day like in my shoes, able to know, okay, fine, you know.
You're not just saying this shit, it's real, yeah. So that's what I went with.
I was going to go screaming because that was one of the thing, one of the movies I was going to put.
Okay.
That, Forrest Gump. I think being...
Life is like a box of chocolates.
You know, and it being like a true story.
Yeah.
Him just being able to do the things he's able to do.
Yeah.
And even just the, what the mom impacted in him in terms of he might be different, but you're still able to do such great things. The movie I actually picked was The Florida Project.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Sean Baker's film, and one of the people I focused on was the hotel manager.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as these people are living very, very different
lives.
But in his own way, he's able to be nice to them. He's looking out for all of them. And then number two were the kids. These kids didn't care about their backgrounds, what their parents do, where they come from. It's just that camaraderie, just the companionship that they had, the simplicity in what they had in their lives. They're always so grateful just to have each other, regardless of the surroundings that they're living in. So yeah, that's the movie I went for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Color.
Radiant Orchid.
I went with yellow.
Oh. Okay.
I think it's because I already put Pocket Full of Sunshine, so my mind was
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I think Radiant Orchid for me was pink and purple when you mix those two. So pink is, I think when you have gratitude, it's elegant. It's a bit gracious. And then purple is like peace and tranquility. So I think mixing those two, that's how I came up with that color. Yeah.
Earliest memory.
Growing up in a house of three or having older siblings, you have a lot of hand-me-downs. So from your clothes to your toys. So I remember when I got my first bike, it wasn't a brand new bike, it was just like one of them ones that my dad just put together. He's like, yo, just go fix the tires. But I was grateful for that bike. My other homies had, I think it's like a rite of passage when you get to a certain age,
you get your
everybody
first bike,
has like bikes around you. So for me not to have a brand new bike, but I just had a bike and I'm able to go out and ride with my friends, that's my first, I think, experience of being like, yeah, I'm actually grateful I have this. Could be better, but I actually like what I have now.
So mine, I wasn't, you'll tell me what you think, but the earliest memory I could think of is when I was in primary school and my mom would walk me to wait for the bus.
Oh.
So I feel like, obviously, a parent, you have the responsibility of taking care of your child. But it's just how, like, willing she seemed. Maybe she wasn't even that willing. Maybe it was just my perception. But how willing she seemed to do it. I was like, that's, like, a memory that sat with me. And I was like, what's my earliest memory of gratitude? Yeah. That's what came to my mind.
I think it is. And one, whatever is your earliest experience is valid. I think there's no one who can judge that. And then two, I can relate because I remember, so my mom used to drop me in school, pick me up. But there are times maybe she'd be working late and she'd talk to the lady who like runs the bus that picks up the kids. So there are some days I'd be chilling at the parking lot and then the lady would come to me and be like, oh, my mom, or rather, your mom. Your mom told me to come and get you, we'll drop you home. Every time I'd sit in that bus to go back home, I used to be so grateful of the fact that, and yeah, my mom used to take the time to
think and make sure everything is sorted, even if she can't make it.
You know, so yeah, I can relate to that. So I think, yeah, in as much as parents, you should be doing those things. It's just, it's better when you actually see them taking that extra step. You're like, oh. Yeah. So yeah, I agree.
Okay. What brings you the emotion of gratitude? I started off with freedom. So, freedom in two ways. Freedom of choice, getting to choose what I want to do and when I want to do it.
Yeah.
And financial freedom, getting to do what I want and need to do without having to overthink and to worry about the details.
Okay.
So, freedom brings me gratitude.
Okay. Mine was a bit, so like seeing, and I think I've told you this before, like when I'm going to work and I'm able to see like that hue in the morning sky and like just touch between the night sky and this new morning, that gradient, I'm so grateful for it. Like, it allows me to appreciate that it's a new day and have a new chance to do new things today. So that is always paramount. Two is my tattoos. I feel like I've always gone to my tattoo to mark something. Okay, maybe not all of them. To a certain age, I was able to get tattoos that meant something and marked a certain point in my life.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for them because they remind me of the lessons and the things I've been through and the things I'm able to move through my life. Understanding that you went through that, you're still here, thriving, prospering, glowing. So let's just keep it moving. Yeah.
Okay. I think something that ties into what you've said about you went through that, it's still here, you're still here, and you have that mark. I said consistency.
Oh.
Which I think is a part of why I'm so grateful in the space that I'm in. Because there's a lot of consistency in terms of routines, but also consistency in terms of relationships makes me grateful. Because having the friends who we were in high school together, like we've gone through different phases together, but we're still friends, that makes me grateful.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I also said balance. So, for example, I don't know, being super productive, but then also being able to really, really rest. So that balance of you do one thing and then you're also able to do the other to look at the other side of it.
Yeah.
Gratitude for that.
Now that you've mentioned, I think my upbringing, I think I'm really grateful for that in terms of the things my parents instilled in me.
Same.
My siblings. There's always this thing about you can learn from other people's experiences. So growing up seeing my bro fucking up and him getting whooped for that, and then I know for sure, Shaga, you don't have to
don't
do the
need
same
to repeat,
thing. You
yeah.
know what I mean? But even seeing them succeed in certain things they've done in their lives, and I'm just like, it's beautiful to be able to watch this in a household. These are people you know, people you've grown up with, you share the same blood. It's always different when someone is doing a TED talk. It's inspiring,
but it's
but I have no relation with you. This one, it's we've gone through the same experiences more or less. So to see you achieve the things you're being able to achieve, I'm grateful for that. So it's lessons I'm able to learn, people I'm able to interact with. Yeah, but I also think I'm blessed or grateful mostly for the personality I think I've been able to have and carry throughout my life. Certain things would have changed who I am as a person fundamentally. But I think I've been able to work through that and be able to still be. If I look back, I don't think 7-year-old Shaga is so different from who I am now. Of course, my knowledge, my physique, everything has changed. But I feel like at the core, that kid is still in there. And that's something I'm really grateful for. You can lose that in this world as you go through different things. Yeah.
I want to say laughter. Laughter
for sure
brings me gratitude. Like that laughing where you're just like life feels so good just in that moment. Yeah.
I like that. I'm grateful for video games also. Yeah.
I've not really gotten into that. I mean, maybe we'll see. Maybe
yeah, we'll
that will come.
We'll see.
Okay, how often do you experience gratitude?
Every single day.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
But like, the extent varies.
Almost daily, if not daily, but daily.
And for me, the extent varies, but at least I'll be grateful for something.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some days I'm going to be grateful for 1,000 things that have happened. Other days it's just like maybe 1-2, but it's not the quantity for me. I think it's the quality of that feeling.
Yeah.
I'm still able to find a pocket where I'm like, I'm grateful regardless. So yeah, I think every day.
Okay. What do you think about gratitude?
So I'm going to explain it like with a quote.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude can transform common days into thanksgiving, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. That's how I feel about now, gratitude. I feel like it changes a mundane thing, tribulation. It changes your whole human experience to be something you can appreciate for its wholeness and its fullness. That whole adage about glass half empty, half full. Your life is just, I'm grateful that even the glass has something. It doesn't even matter the quantity. At least I have the glass. It has something.
And I have something
in it
to put in it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's how I look at gratitude. It's just anything can be everything that you've always desired and you willed it to be. You?
So I have a couple of thoughts. first off, I think gratitude begets joy. Births. I felt like births was not.
Yeah, I'm like begets. Come on now, just
begets
use
is like births.
Okay.
But I didn't want to use the word births because that gratitude births joy. But you get what I mean.
Oh, my unbegotten child.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, an interesting perspective that I came across this week was from Brené Brown.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about her before in this season.
Yes.
So she said that we have to cultivate gratitude. It's a practice. And something I wanted to ask you before I get into the point is, do you agree that that point is true, that from gratitude we get joy?
So I'm going to throw this back at you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It is not happiness that brings us gratitude. It is gratitude that brings us happiness. So from that point, I feel like, no, I think you cultivate gratitude. So yeah, I guess I agree. Yeah, sorry. So you have to, it's a means to an end.
And the end is joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was explaining why joy is scary and how that limits our gratitude. Joy doesn't sound scary.
But I think if we go back to when we did, when you're tackling, was it happiness?
Joy, the choice of joy.
The choice of joy. And we looked at happiness is a bit more, joy is more long lasting. I feel like happiness is fleeting. So I can imagine like she's saying it's scary is because joy, if joy is the most everlasting thing, so to lose that, that's scary. Yeah.
So she was explaining why it's scary. She's like giving the example of how a parent will watch their child sleeping. And in that moment, they feel so grateful. They're like, I never knew I could love someone this much. I love you so much. But in that instant, your brain goes to, oh my God, what if something happened to them? Like your brain immediately takes you to that space. So you switch from the gratitude of having the child to the fear of losing them or something happening to them. And so she's explaining, it's this weird thing where in a moment of feeling gratitude, you don't want to get too grateful because you don't know how long it's going to last. You don't know what's going to happen. Like, my career is going so good. I'm thriving. Hey, but let me not get ahead of myself. My relationship is amazing. I'm so happy. But what if they leave me? So in that moment, gratitude is quickly replaced by fear. And her point was that the reason we do that is that we're trying to beat vulnerability to the punch. That way, if things don't work out, you didn't get too excited. It doesn't hurt as bad. You didn't really... So you're fearing the joy because you don't want to hold on to it too much. So you don't want to practice the gratitude too much because what if... Like, how permanent is this? I don't want to really...
Okay, so I personally don't agree with that then.
So she's like, you for sure can't control the future, but looking at what you have now, you can appreciate it as it is because you get to experience it. And that's what matters now.
So for me, and this is how I look at it, gratitude allows you to be present. So I'm not even thinking about, oh, what if this thing goes or I'll never have it again. I think for me, gratitude allows me to experience this moment, this thing, to its fullest. So for example, if it's the job, this job is going really well. The thought creeps in of, oh my God, what happens to? But it's, I think I've been able to work through that in terms of, let me just focus on the job is going good. I'm able to be grateful for that. Whatever is going to come after that will come. I will deal with that
later. So that's what she's explaining, the importance of cultivating that, sitting in what you have in the present rather than trying to really catch up and not consider that something bad is going to happen, so you don't want to get too caught up. You can't control that. But you have the present moment and you have the ability to sit in the present moment and appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
So that was her point.
Okay. I can see that.
So I think tied to that, control limits gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why I wasn't being able to previously be appreciative of where I'm at, is because I had a very specific list of things that I wanted to be in my reality at this point. I wanted to control that. So I'm not being grateful for what I actually have instead. I'm being like, but I don't have this, but I don't have this. So I think control limits gratitude.
I think maintaining an innocence, a childlike like nature to the way you perceive the world and experience the world, allows you to be grateful for certain things in as much as nothing has gone according to your plan. So for example, I'm going to use like my nephews. It might have been, they saw me maybe with a box of Smarties. In their minds, it'd be like, yo, just please give me the Smarties. I want the whole box. But even for you just to give them one, two, then they're good with that. It's just like, as long as I've gotten the Smarties, man, I've not been the whole pack,
like,
but
I
got something out of it. And that's how I try and approach everything in my life. And I've seen, it's a practice I started maybe later on in my life, like actively and consciously being aware of being grateful for certain things. But I've seen that impact in terms of even when something has not gone my way, I really try as hard as I can to look for what I can be grateful for. That I think it's a muscle. You just try and look for it. It doesn't matter. Of course, you want things to go the way you want. You know what I mean? It's just, it's common nature. You want things to go exactly the way you want them to go. But you're not in a simulation where it's you who's controlling everything. If it's a controller for a video game, it's you. But now it comes to real life. There's so many other things that play into the whole thing. So I try and maintain that innocence in terms of might not be what I wanted, but I can look for something that I'm grateful for inside there. And you start to see every day there's something that adds onto that. Or someone did something to me. But okay. I'm grateful for da, 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 da. So it's allowed me also to see the blessings that were really a blessing, but because your mind was not, you are looking at what should have been, able to look at, oh damn, what it's actually,
I think that's actually something I put down. I was like, I think gratitude is in the ordinary things. You can really get caught up in this. When I get this one extraordinary, quote unquote, moment in my life, when I get that, I'll be grateful. But gratitude is in the ordinary. Because even when you think about it, when you've lost someone in your life, the things you miss about them is sort of day-to-day things, how they used to talk to you, how they, those are the things that really like hold value in life.
Yeah.
The extraordinary things, yeah, they come, they happen, but I think they pass and they're fleeting, and it's the ordinary day-to-day things.
I dare say.
Yeah.
Sometimes pain can be a very big catalyst in terms of pushing you or nudging you towards being grateful. And when you've said, when you start missing people, I've just started to think about my life and I'm like, yeah, there's certain instances where you've experienced such deep pain. But the only way out of that hole is, again, the chemicals in your brain. If I start to be grateful about certain things, I start to see, oh my God, my mood is changing, or even how I'm looking at the world. So you go from being, like in the cartoons, the guy with the cloud, and then they're just being rained on, they're just so grumpy, to everything is so beautiful.
The sun, yeah.
So that's a, when you just said that, I've just thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, pain can actually nudge you towards being grateful.
Gratitude.
Any negative loss, pain, even anger sometimes, you can be, no, anger, I don't see how. But pain, yeah, that I can relate.
Okay, do you have any other thoughts on gratitude?
So I had this thing I saw, the two stages of gratitude.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first comes from acknowledging the goodness in one's life. Are we together there?
Yeah.
Cool. The other one is recognizing that some of the sources of this goodness lie outside of you. With this new information, I'm trying to kind of like move with my life now with that is, one, I am responsible for me experiencing gratitude. It's upon me. It's for me to do. Then the second one is also other things outside of me. So from the trees to the nature to the sun,
to whatever
those things,
higher power,
you know,
which I think is why there's so much emphasis on gratitude in religion and spirituality.
Yeah, I found it so interesting. So when you've said that,
yeah,
even about like Islam, so when they pray the five times in a day, they're never praying to ask. From Allah,
thanks, yeah,
is you're just giving thanks. Even in Buddhism, when you try, and it's gratitude, yes, but in the sense that they understand karma. So if I'm grateful for what the universe has provided,
the
more shall be added
more
unto me. So I feel like even religion is able to tie gratitude. And again, religion, I always say, it's a bit, it's subjective. It always depends on you, what you're getting out of it. But when we remove everything else, I feel like they're always talking about the same thing.
Mm.
So yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, even just in religion, gratitude is something that's pushed.
And it ties to what you're saying. The goodness is also tied to things outside of you.
Mm.
It's God's hand in your life.
It's the people around
universe,
you.
Spirituality, universe, source, whatever you want to call it.
So yeah, I think that's what I wanted to add. I think there are two ways I want to start looking at gratitude. Is there's what I'm doing, acknowledging, but also appreciating that the universe, God, the world has provided me these experiences that I'm actually able to be like,
grateful.
Yeah.
How do you create the space for yourself or others as needed?
For myself, I think it's, and it's something we used to do, it's three things you're grateful for in your day. I had never done that before.
Same, it was a cool thing.
So for me to be able to do it, and it used to force me to dig deep, because it's not something I'm used to doing.
And
things,
you can't keep saying the same things every
day.
Exactly.
So every
day
I have to look for something new. So that's really pushed me to also try and get into the culture of gratitude journaling. So just being able to write down just bare things that I'm grateful for. That's one way. But I think just day-to-day activities, just really trying to look at, this happened, but how do I flip it to, I'm grateful for that experience. Yeah. That's how I'd say it. I think just gratitude journaling and just simple thank yous. I feel And I see it a lot, like when someone does something, especially at the office, and I just say thank you. Just sometimes maybe they're not used to hearing a thank you. So just being that emissary for, I'll say thank you, I'll say please. But I think thank you really goes a long way, especially in the corporate world where everything is just so
transactional.
Them to hear a thank you, I think that's how. So one for me is the journaling. For other people, it's just saying thank you. Yeah.
For me, writing it down as well. So the gratitude lists, also talking about it. I think, yeah, it just holds a bigger space when you're able to share your gratitude. It's just good vibes. For myself, also just bringing myself back to the present moment. Just that deep breath, just relaxing your shoulders, just being like, okay, you're here in your home. You have a home. Gratitude type of thing. For others, yeah, appreciating them, letting them know when they're doing amazing. I also really like writing letters. I think that gives, it sort of brings it into a into physical reality. Like you have this physical manifestation of how grateful I am for you. So, yeah.
So random texts. So the same way you're saying letters, just random texts to people and being like, oh yeah, I'm so grateful for da 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 da.
That appreciation really posts, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So I think even mine goes also into music. Even when I'm making music, I feel like there are pockets or there's something I leave. I won't tell you I left it there for you, but hopefully one day we will talk about it and say, oh yeah, brother, this is what. So I try and put things from my day-to-day, people I experience, people I love. I try and see how do I incorporate them into the things I'm creating, because I want to show that I'm really grateful to have you in my life and for me to put you in this work that I'm putting together. It goes a long way. Yeah.
Based on the discussion, what word do you associate with gratitude?
Abundance. That for me is it. I feel like gratitude is like the magic elixir in life. So the moment you drink from that vial that has gratitude,
yeah,
you open such like a floodgate for the universe to bless you, because one, it's realizing that this person is appreciative of the things that are coming their way. They're able to acknowledge that one, it's not coming from them, it's for them. And then two, you just start looking at the world like, damn, there's so much that I should be grateful for. There's so much that's happening around me. So more flows. So that's how I look at, that's how for me it's abundance. Yeah, it's like.
That's really interesting because those were my words for the year. I think I already said that on the show. But I think how I looked at them when the year started and then I was putting them on my vision board and how I'm seeing it coming to be in my day-to-day life is so different.
Mm-hmm.
How I looked at it when the year was starting was more of a vision and like a goal.
So I'll be grateful only when I've achieved these things.
I'll be grateful because I'll have achieved, yeah, only when I've achieved them. But now it's like I'm being forced to be grateful regardless and be grateful in my day-to-day. And yeah, that's where the abundance is appearing to me.
Okay.
So it's so interesting that you said abundance. My word was practice, because I think with gratitude you have to cultivate it. It's not easy, especially because there's so much shit going on in the world. Consistently, you look everywhere, there's something happening.
Mm.
So it's not easy, but I think it's a practice. You have to practice it. You have to cultivate it. And so that's my word, practice.
I think living in a day and age where social media,
you can get online and
you can get just so caught up in everything else that's happening. So I think, yeah, practice. I would want to end it with a quote from Oprah.
Okay.
Be thankful for what you have. You'd end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough.
And I think that's where I was going wrong. It's like you're looking at, it's like, yeah, I want to be grateful, but why can't I just have this thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no.
You'll never get it, yeah.
There is so much still to be grateful for. And even there's a reason why this is the season that it is.
True.
It might not be the season you wanted it to be,
but it's just
the
season.
It's this season, and you can either live in it and appreciate it for what it is, because it also won't last forever.
True.
Or you could, like you're saying, get caught up in what it's not,
and then you'd only see
what it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, I'm with Oprah.
This was fun.
Yeah, I like it.
I really enjoyed it. I feel like it's such a good vibe. It's such a, like you said, it's, what did you call it? The bot emotion of life? The most, Zig Ziglar? You said a quote.
It's the most powerful emotion.
Yeah. So.
Zig Ziglar. I like how you said Zig Ziglar.
Isn't that his name?
Zig Ziglar. Oh,
okay.
Gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions.
Gratitude, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, this has been way longer and way more fun than the last two.
True.
And we have one more episode to go for this season.
Damn. I'm excited. This was a really good one.
Yeah, we had fun with this one.
Yeah, and I think you're not just being grateful. Oh my God, I'm also
good
grateful
vibes.
For doing
yeah,
this episode.
You know,
yeah,
it's just like the rest of the day is just a vibe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us for this episode. Really hope you've been enjoying the season, been appreciating your feedback. I feel like I've heard also about the episode on grief, like how impactful that's been for people. Like, it's really nice to always
hear.
Same
with me, some guy at the office randomly just like, oh yeah, I listened to it. I loved it. I'm like, damn, okay, cool, thanks.
So, yeah, it's been really enjoyable to...
I am really grateful for all of our listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So, with that being said, I think we're going to end the episode here. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And we'll catch you in the next one.
See you guys.
Bye.
I'm grateful.